Today's message for Wednesday, 5th of January, 2022. The topic for today is Enjoying Supernatural Speed. Part 3. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verses. And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting, Mark 9 verse 29. Fasting and prayer have always been part and parcel of religion since time immemorial. For us in the Christian faith, they remain undisputed keys to the supernatural. Elijah enjoyed supernatural speed by which he outran horses because he was busy fasting and praying while Ahab and others were eating and drinking, 1 Kings 18 verse 41-42. If you will experience supernatural speed, you must be ready to fast and pray as if everything depends on it. A man once brought his lunatic son to the disciples of Jesus for healing. Unfortunately, they were unable to cast out the evil spirit troubling the boy. Then Jesus showed up and in a moment expelled the demon. Seeing the ease and speed with which the Lord performed the miracle, the disciples asked him why they couldn't do it. In his response, he told them that the only way to move in the supernatural is to engage in fasting and prayer. The exercise of fasting and prayer will break down barriers in the supernatural world and give you access to spiritual virtues. Through fasting and prayers, the Christian can generate immense power to overcome the powers of darkness and establish the reign of Christ. A good example here is the Lord Jesus himself. At the outset of his ministry, Jesus embarked upon 40 days of fasting prayer to put in subjection every power of darkness that could limit his access to the supernatural. At the end of that exercise, it was written that he returned to the city in the power of the Holy Ghost, Luke 4 verse 14. Fasting and prayer takes you away from the ordinary realm and puts you on an uncommon pedestal. Ask the Lord for the spirit of grace and supplication, Zechariah 12 verse 10. Ask also for strength in the place of fasting. Further Bible reading. Luke 4 verse 1-14. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.